Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's
go.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Wednesday, boys and girls. I got one question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Well, that's all that really matters. And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, guess what? Rocket can. Coming up in 20 minutes, do the Rams have to worry about their fans coming up on Monday night against the Cardinals? Also, advanced analytics. Our stunned to a news story today was a man who had a heart transplant. That heart came from a pig.
Chubbo.
A real pig. A real life oinking, squealing pig. Much like the pig nose, snout, ears, and tail that Mraz donned to pay off the piggy doodle dandy bet. That's where this guy's heart came from. And so we're asking you guys today, would you accept a heart or a major organ from a pig if it meant you could stay alive?
Yes.
Sometimes there are sentences that come out of my mouth that I can't even believe are actually sentences that I'm doing for this job, at this network, in this chair. Here we are, a CBS Sports. This is one of the most iconic brands in all of the industry, in all of media, CBS, CBS Sports. And here we are, the morning drive show on hundreds of affiliates, the longest running active show on CBS Sports Radio alongside Jim Rome, a radio Hall of Famer. And our poll question we are asking our millions of listeners today, would you accept a pig heart for survival? I mean,
quick follow-up. Would you be insulted if you have a pig heart and somebody said you're acting like a real pig, or is that a compliment?
No. It's not a compliment, because anytime you say you're acting like a real pig, it's never a compliment, but it can be taken literally. If you have a pig heart and somebody says that, you cannot be offended.
No, you can't be. I am acting like I'm part pig now. I'm pig man.
Walter Cronkite, Dan Rather. Would you accept a pig heart? Vin Scully, Pat Summerall, John Madden, Jack Buck. all iconic CBS voices, journalists, sportscasters. And here we are asking you today, would you accept a pig heart for survival?
That's very good, Damon.
We've got to do better.
We've got to do better, DA.
We have to do better than this. And so coming up this hour on the show, we'll also have the dramatic reading of Merez's Fat Journal. It's been a source of controversy today. I don't want this to drive a wedge in between this show. We've had such a good 2 weeks since we've come back from the long layoff. Since we've hit the new year, I don't want this to be a thing. I want us to come together. I want us to be unified. I want us to be working hand in hand. But this has become a point of contention today because the Fat Journal will be recited by a sworn enemy of Merez. Even though he was on the text thread when we decided to do this, he claims he didn't see it. He says he was distracted by the Joe Judge firing and Taylor swinging a lamp at Eli the dog. And thus, he missed it. He thought we undercut him, went behind his back to embarrass him. We did not. We thought he was in on the gag. And so he said we can't play it. Then we said we're not playing it. Then he said you could play it. And we said we're not playing it. And now we are ultimately going to play it.
You guys are losers. You know that?
This is coming 2 years almost to the day when Merez pointed his chubby finger at all of us and said, I got my coach. I'm winning Super Bowls again. Look out, Eagles. Look out, Cowboys. Joe Judge is here. We're talking and winning Super Bowls over here.
There's literally nothing chubby about my finger. It's the least chubby part of my body.
Also, Merez's microphone sounds like he's calling from a tin can on a string from down the street. We have asked engineering multiple times over multiple days to get this fixed. It is not. This has Pete the Body exasperated, to say the very least. We are fraying at the edges. Pete is rubbing his temples, wondering, God, when will this get better? How will this ever get better?
When's Powerball?
When's Powerball? Pete is actively looking for an exit strategy from his current role.
Powerball.
Here at CBS Sports Radio.
Maybe I can strategy's the lotto.
Maybe I could go be the I could be an engineer after that.
You could work a lot less.
That's right.
You could have a lot less responsibility, a lot less culpability
as
well.
Right. I could build a mansion, too.
And say problems are fixed when they're not just because you can.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Everything gets money put at it.
Yeah, that's right. So that's where we're at as a show. That's the status right now. We went in for a health checkup. We realized, wow, we're not doing so well. But we're going to be better as we work our way through this hour on the program. We had Tiki on the show on Friday. That's right. Awkward. We had Tiki on the show on Friday, and he was here to deliver a majestic rendition of Merez's Fat Journal. However, lost in it was really good analysis of the Giants situation. This was before they had fired Joe Judge, but Tiki thought from a roster standpoint, talent standpoint, front office standpoint, that the Giants had one of the worst situations in all of football.
It usually happens with a coach who has a lot of credibility and success being a head coach. Now, Joe Judge might be the great special teams coach in the world, but he hasn't proven it as a head coach yet. So for a general manager to just accept his job being based on what Joe Judge decides, it's a little bit trepidatious. It's why I believe the Giants are in one of the worst situations in football, DA, because you're going to have a new general manager who didn't pick the head coach, who hasn't really shown that he can be a great head coach yet. That head coach and general manager also have not picked the quarterback in Daniel Jones, who John Mayer has said both of these are staying, head coach and quarterback. And so there's no loyalty to anybody on any level. And that makes it really hard to operate.
I've heard people discuss, what's the best job opening out there? Which job would you most want to have in terms of all of these NFL openings? I'm here to ask, what's the worst job to have? There's now six openings around the NFL. Which is the worst situation? And as Tiki says, if the Giants are one of the worst situations in football, are they the worst opening? I saw a Sporting News ranking of best to worst situations in terms of these openings. And they ranked the Giants dead last. And my initial reaction was, I don't think so. I don't think they're the worst out of the openings. And then I started really thinking about it and realized, no, they are. They are, and here's why. Perhaps the best opening is the Miami Dolphins, because the Dolphins have already won with a young roster. They have a potential franchise quarterback who's, albeit limited, in Tua Tagovailoa, or the potential to acquire Deshaun Watson. You have a really good defense. You just need to stabilize choppy waters in terms of coordinators. It's a difficult division, but again, you've proven with this talent you can beat the Patriots. You've done it three times in a row. That's half the battle, if not more, in the AFC East. I think the Dolphins, an attractive place to draw free agents, a roster that's relatively young, and two potential solutions at quarterback. I'm not a big Tua fan, but this year, when healthy, down the stretch, did win football games, I feel is the best out of the openings. If it's not, it's the Denver Broncos, and the Broncos have a very good defense. Vic Fangio's D was absolutely lights out at times this season. You have skill position weapons on the offense. You just need to figure out QB. If you were to tell me they're getting Aaron Rodgers, or they're getting Russell Wilson, or they're getting Deshaun Watson, I would say, well, that's the number one opening with a bullet. You can't beat that. But that's still an unknown. And Drew Lock, I'm sorry, he wants to say he's the guy. He ain't the guy. But that's a good opening. Ownership there has been up and down after Pat Bowlen's dementia and then passing, but outside of the family drama there, that's a good opening. The Minnesota Vikings have won football games. They're only a couple of years removed from the NFC Championship game. They've got Dalvin Cook, Adam Thielen, Justin Jefferson, and a pretty good defense. There's talent there to win. It wouldn't take much to flip a switch and make that team a 10-win team or 11-win team and go to the playoffs. They're not that far away. A lot of close losses this year as well. You're going to be walking into an organization where they'll be refreshed to have somebody not named Mike Zimmer. If you bring in sunny disposition, a fresh outlook, you'd be more communal with your players. It's going to work there. You've got a very steady ownership as well. That's a good situation. The Chicago Bears, I don't know. I could go either way on this. Talent's not terrible. You may have your quarterback. You hope you have your quarterback in Justin Fields. Far from guaranteed, but you have something to work with there. Ownership is tricky. Doesn't seem like the owners really want to go the extra mile to win. Seems like they're caught in their own ego. It's been a family that's been the source of a lot of heartache in Chicago. But are you that far away? Maybe not. And if you win in Chicago, you know with the Bears, you're an absolute hero and legend. These are decent openings. The Jaguars, again, it's a bit of a flip of the coin. Number one, you should have your quarterback. I'm still convinced Trevor Lawrence is the guy. You have a lot of young talent after the last couple of drafts of drafting very, very high. You'll have the number one pick in the draft again this year. And the top of all of these rounds, more influx of talent. You've got a quarterback on a rookie deal. You can spend money. The owner has said he is willing to spend money. And your bar is really low in a division where, hey, look, there's no world beaters in that division. Okay, that's a division. The Titans are your one seed, but they certainly don't feel at this point in time like you can't get through the Colts and Texans gauntlet to be the second best team of that division with a little tweaking. However, the Jaguars have an owner that just keeps busting on the good, on the important decisions. And the Trent Baalke thing worries everybody because why does he deserve to come back? But maybe not a bad situation because you've got cap space and you've got a quarterback. When you really pick it apart, the Giants have the least amount of everything. They have the least amount of cap space. They have a total unknown at quarterback that can't stay healthy. They have a roster largely bereft of talent, certainly on the offense. The offensive line is a disaster. They need playmakers all over the place. They get two first-round picks. That's important. But in terms of all of these rosters, as bad as the Jaguars were, you can argue the Giants have just as little talent on the roster. An ownership that can't get it right, an unproven GM walking in, you do get an alignment between the GM and the head coach now. But in terms of high-end draft picks that didn't pan out, the quarterback situation, and the ability to spend your way out of some problems with cap space, the Giants don't have it. They don't have any of that. And so, unfortunately, Mraz, I wonder, your Giants may be the worst opening out of all of the openings in the NFL this year.
I think that's totally fair, though I actually don't think there are any bad openings this year. I think every single one of these openings in a rare year is very intriguing. But, yeah, I think for me, it comes down to quarterback. And it's very clear to me the Giants have the biggest question mark of a situation at quarterback. But at the same time, they also have the probably best asset ability through the draft right now. So if you have your quarterback in place, any job is going to be easier. So for that standpoint, the Giants' job is the hardest and I think the worst of the opening.
Does a new GM and a new head coach draft Kenny Pickett or draft Matt Corral, one of those two first-round picks, and prepare for a life after Daniel Jones?
I think it's distinctly possible because you have the safety net of knowing you don't want to get the quarterback wrong because ultimately you could get fired, but it's also not your only top pick. They have picks 5 and 7. So if you use one on the quarterback, you're still going to get another, you would think, really good player at that position where it's not your typical, this is my first-round pick, I'm swinging at a quarterback, oh my goodness, can this set the franchise back?
You can draft Matt Corral or Kenny Pickett, and you can bring back Daniel Jones, and you can have a competition to see who wins it. And if Jones wins it, maybe he's your guy.
And by the way, he's only $4 million on the cap next year. They should be bringing back Daniel Jones regardless.
He'd be there. I think they will.
Yeah. I mean, even if he's the backup, that's probably a great backup to have.
I think they will. And so you then kind of, you hedge your bet on your draft pick and Daniel Jones, because you're hoping that if you have two guys, both young and a good coach with good coordinators and good teachers around, you'll potentially find one of them to be your guy, and then you can move forward.
Chargers did that, by the way.
Yep. But the Giants are probably the worst opening out of all of the NFL job openings. When we come back on the show, the dramatic reading of the journal, and the Rams now have to worry about their own fan base. Next, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
City is feeling today. We are buzzing. This is once again a Giants town.
Oh, God.
And like I told you, this team with all the cap space, and he said he's going to learn all 53 guys' names and learn what they're all about and play to their strengths.
Did Pat Shurmur not do that? Is that what that was?
Too kind.
He didn't know how to play to the strengths. He tried to force things. This team is going to come out flying. At a minimum, they're winning 9 games next year.
Oh, God.
He's the kind of guy that's going to. No, it's like Belichick. He gets the most out of talent. This is unbelievable. I cannot believe how much we lucked out by the time I find Shurmur. He was probably a year away. And now here we are. We've arrived, and it's New York Giants football again.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
I can't believe how much we lucked out. That was Mraz 2 years ago, almost to the day, ranting about how much the Giants would improve immediately with Joe Judge. 9-7. They would go 6-10, and then 4-13. He's out. By the way, if you want to relive Mraz going shirtless with just his body painted in blue outside in pretty cold temperatures here in New York on Monday, that's available in full beauty on my Instagram page at Damon Amendo. You can view both the body painting, which people seem to really enjoy, especially Bogish getting out the paper towels on a stick, so that he didn't have to touch Mraz's back because Mraz had not shaved his back. Well, also because touching Mraz's back is probably kind of gross. But there's that, and then there's also the act of going outside. And we had a couple of interesting passerbys. Classic New Yorkers that were taunting Mraz as he was taunting the Giants. It's a pretty good show, so you can check that out on my Instagram, at Damon Amendo. Also, Cap put together a wonderful film about it, which is available on social and on YouTube. Did your folks say anything about, your family say anything about the event?
No. Although, the only person, Danielle's still a little bothered because there's a bunch of paint crusties that won't wash out of our bathroom sink. So that's pretty much the only thing I've dealt with. But as far as seeing me half naked on the streets of New York City, I think at this point they've learned to accept it.
Anything from Upside Down Mike or Foxy or DJ Tommy D, all of whom said they would come down to witness this in person, and yet you were left completely solo?
Well, DJ Tommy D's completely in hiding, so I never want to hear his big talk again with his fun little diatribes and stuff. As far as Upside Down Mike, he's really pounding the table that, hey, you guys get on me about making fun of work all the time. I legitimately got called to a work site. What do you want from me? I actually respect that. Foxy's just rolled with the punches, acted like it's no big deal, and acts like he should be drinking the beers that I won from Bogish. And I think he doesn't deserve a single beer from there, to be honest with you.
Because Foxy bailed because it was, quote, too cold.
Yeah, I mean, the whole week before, I'll do it for you. I'll get out there. I'll do it. And then nowhere to be found. And told me he was too cold to the point I thought he was kidding. Of course it's too cold. That's the bit.
Foxy, not a foxhole guy.
No, he's a foxy hole guy.
Can't trust him. I got to say, DJ Tommy D, I'll give Upside Down Mike a pass because I think he's a good guy. I think he means well. And I think that when Job calls, at least this case, maybe not all the other cases, he did hop to it. I can't blame him there. Foxy, fraud, wants the attention, but won't actually come out here to be part of what needs to be done. And DJ Tommy D, come on. You can't taunt Mraz every day for 3 years. Where's my invite? Where's my invite? Where's my invite? And then you get invited to come down, and then you go into hiding. Can't happen. So a lot of big talk going on in West Babylon. I'm not seeing the evidence that these guys actually deliver.
Just real briefly, unimportant to the world, but important to West Babylon. DJ Tommy D has nothing to do with West Babylon. He is a Brooklyn resident and shopper of Food Town, where my dad works. And the West Babylon people have had it up to here with him being grouped in with them.
Okay, they want to distance themselves from DJ
yes.
Tommy D. Well, on that note, why don't we play the dramatic reading of Mraz's fat journal from yesterday, done by Giants reporter Paul Dottino, who you may remember once said, Mraz is a hot dog and I'm a steak. He doesn't have much respect for Mraz's career or how he handles things. He has been bitter about Mraz having a podcast, a Giants-sanctioned podcast, when he doesn't. He's been upset about Mraz hosting post-game Giants shows on the network. And so we reached out to him, Pete did specifically, and Paul, after some nudging, did agree to do it. Here's Paul Dottino.
I'm Paul Dottino with the Fat Journal for Tuesday, January 11th. No weight gain, I still have weekend scars. First intake, 9 a.m., oatmeal pouch, apple and cinnamon, Quaker Oats, no store brand garbage. 11:30 a.m., usual smoothie, though this was a day old, so a little chunky. 1 p.m., chicken, roasted red pepper on bread, heavier bread than a sandwich tin. Revisit this mistake later in the week if weight isn't where I need it to be. Maybe a consideration for lowering carbs in the future. A handful of chips, nothing to even register calorie-wise in reality. 5:30 p.m., chicken breast stuffed with roasted red peppers, spinach, fat-free Kraft cheddar, carrots, a half of cup of mashed potato. Only drank 1 liter of water today. Need more water. Probably need more sleep, too. Late football games costing me valuable Z's. Exercise. 45 minutes elliptical high intensity. 200 crunches. 10 minutes in the sauna. Too cold to take Eli for a walk. I'm Paul Dottino. Wait, who is this for?
Excellent. That was excellent. That paid off the bet. That paid dividends, I should say. Look, Cap suggested it. We all agreed on it. I called out the marching orders. Pete took it and ran with it. Mraz found out about it this morning and blew a gasket. How could you do this to me? He hates me. I hate him. He doesn't want me on the air. He said all these terrible things about me. These are my personal thoughts. He can't know them. This is my personal journal. These are my intimate thoughts. Yelling, screaming. I know Cap has the video. I don't know when he's going to release the video. He's going to sit on this until the perfect time. But Mraz lashing out at Pete, lashing out at Pete. How could you do this? This is effing ridiculous. This is BS. Why would you guys do this to me? So we couldn't play it. The kitchen got too hot. And now we played it. Pete, I thought that came out very well.
Thank you.
Bogues, I thought that was good.
I thought that was very good, Paul. As we already knew, a gentleman and a scholar to put aside their differences and do a professional job, that was, well, you know, really came to the table.
And said energy. At the end, wait, who is this for? That's a good joke.
Exactly. Having fun with the whole situation. That's why he's Paul Dottino. That's why he's steak.
That's why he's the steak.
Mm-hmm.
Mraz, how silly do you feel?
Yeah, in the end, probably not a big deal. And when I think about my personal thoughts, okay, writing that my smoothie was a little too chunky maybe isn't as personal as I thought. I do feel like Paul might be somebody that judges my weight before he knew I had a fat journal because he talks about power walking. So that's probably where I overreacted. I overreacted. And I just heard a grumble from Pete. He's had it with me. So Pete was right. I was wrong.
And most importantly, Pete, it was because Mraz was on the text thread. So we had assumed that he had seen what we were doing and he couldn't be blindsided by it.
Pay a damn attention.
It seems easy and obvious.
Oh, okay.
Pay a damn attention.
Pay a damn attention. That sounds like a new t-shirt we could have.
Got it. Stunned to a news, pay a damn attention. Did you see this on Sunday? Now I just wait for the horn. The Rams lose to the 49ers at home at SoFi Stadium. After the game, Matthew Stafford says, yeah, it was kind of hard to hear our huddle. There were so many Niners fans in the building. It was a home game. It was hard to hear your offensive huddle and the play calls the line of scrimmage, and it was a home game. The Raiders wanted to go to Las Vegas. Nice, beautiful Las Vegas with a new stadium, state of the art, great tourist town. People want to come in. People want to travel. The Rams wanted SoFi Stadium. The Chargers wanted SoFi Stadium. Stan Kroenke's paying $5 billion for SoFi Stadium. It's a modern masterpiece. It's a engineering wonder. It's a marvel. SoFi Stadium, gorgeous, beautiful, pretty. You know what? It's not a great home field advantage. Because the Niners fans showed up and made it hard on the Rams. Now, I don't know if the Cardinals are going to bring so many fans that make it that difficult, but it is a short drive. And laid back LA might watch this happen to them multiple times where they host playoff games. And the road fans are so loud and so rambunctious. And hey, trip to Los Angeles, great. Let's go see the new stadium, great. Make it harder on the Rams than the actual visiting team. Next up, Cardinals fan. Let's see what you got. And if the Rams find themselves with home games in the playoffs or home important games, at some point, the allure of SoFi to the local crowd wears off, and then people are just coming in from out of town to come see the stadium. So they wanted to move, but guess what? In Oakland, way better home field advantage than in Las Vegas. In St. Louis, way better home field advantage than in Los Angeles. In San Diego, I still think better home field advantage than in Los Angeles. They got the new stadiums, but did they lose a competitive advantage? One note, I'm surprised you have not brought this up in your headlines, folks. Did you see what happened to the Florida Panthers game last night?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, the Panthers hosted the Vancouver Canucks. I guess I'll do this Canadian bacon. You guys are not aware of this, huh?
We're not aware.
Okay. Panthers end up winning 5-2. The news of the game is not what happened on the ice. Instead, in a luxury suite.
Oh, yes.
There is cell phone footage from across the arena of somebody looking into the luxury suite across the ice. And there is rapper Kodak Black. I've never heard of this guy, but apparently he's a hip-hop artist. Kodak Black had himself a luxury suite of the Panthers game. Not all that surprising. Apparently he's a big Miami sports fan. In the luxury suite, there's also a lovely lady.
She's a bad girl, David.
The lovely lady is watching the game. He's watching the game, but they're also doing something else while watching the game.
Get on top of the guy and they'll do a lap dance.
When this video went viral last night, Kodak Black responded, "She was just twerking. Let's settle down." But people that were watching say that didn't look like a twerk.
Oh!
Why are you positioned like that, Kodak Black?
Oh, God.
So, if you were wondering what the benefit of actually attending a Florida Panthers game would be, it's that you might see yourself a show.
So
on the ice and off.
I did see this. I was not completely in the dark about it because I saw a video taken by somebody either in the suite or in the next suite.
Oh.
And they are not doing everything you think. They are. Is this dancing? I don't know what the right word is.
Come on, give it to me.
But they're twerking. Whatever it is, whatever he said they're doing, they're doing.
But they're not naked.
They're not naked. Then they separate and they easily separate. I don't know why they're doing this. It remains inappropriate, but they are not having full relations in the luxury suite.
Okay. So it's kind of like a walkthrough. It's not a game.
Yes. A dry run, if you would say, so to speak. Yeah.
Dry run for probably what happens extracurricular post game.
Yeah. Or they were like, hey, remember what we did this afternoon? It's all on the table. But
you like that big boy.
Mm.
You know, when the Canucks come to town, you throw all rules out the window.
There's that old joke about why Canadians use that sexual position so that they can both watch the hockey game.
So no wonder Canada's very weary of our American teams coming in and out of the border right now.
Yeah. Nothing better.
Also, of course, Florida. Of course. If this was going to happen anywhere, it would definitely be one of the hockey teams in Florida. If it was going to happen.
And I was just going to add the very simple, mundane, ho-hum fact that it's a six-hour drive from Glendale, Arizona to SoFi Stadium.
Okay, so they can make
it. And surprising to me is it's almost a straight shot west. You think there would be some north involved in that from Arizona to L.A., but there's not. It's almost straight across west.
Yeah, because L.A. is really far south of California, and Phoenix isn't so far south. It's not like coming from Tucson.
Correct.
Now, to go back to Kodak Black, isn't that funny? It's kind of like a Mad Libs, like right in the name here, doing this event at this place. Kodak Black is twerking or something worse at a Florida Panthers hockey game.
Name a company that used to exist. Pick a color. Pick a sport.
I'll take Kodak Black at BB&T Stadium having sex. Does that work? Actually, no. Yeah, that worked.
It works too well.
It works. It's actually literally what happened. AB has our final headlines of the morning.
And we spent some time earlier this week, guys, wondering what the Browns should do with Baker Mayfield. Apparently, there is no decision to make. GM Andrew Berry said yesterday, Baker is their guy moving forward.
We're looking forward to Baker, obviously getting healthy in the offseason and then putting good work, through the spring and with his coaches for, having the type of season that we know he can have moving forward.
Mayfield was Baker Mayfield. Most of the offseason recovering from left shoulder surgery. On the coaching front, the Jaguars expected to interview Bill O'Brien and Packers offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett tomorrow for Urban Meyer's old job. Hackett then meets with the Broncos on Saturday. The Denver Nuggets set a 59-34 lead on the Clippers in the third quarter at the Crypt last night, and they lost 87-85. Head coach Michael Malone wants to blame.
Put this on me. Obviously we didn't shoot the ball well, 4-33 from the three-point line. But if you can't get Nikola Jokic to basketball, that's a big, big problem.
L.A. got 11 fourth-quarter points from Reggie Jackson, 9 from Terrence Mann. The Grizzlies got 29 points, 8 assists from John Morant in a 116-108 win over the Warriors. Memphis now on a 10-game win streak. Like Danielle in the grocery store, number one Baylor took a dive last night, losing at home to number 19 Texas Tech, 65-62. Thus ends the Bears' 21-game win streak dating back to last season. Lefty John Lester retiring after 16 big league seasons. They included 3 World Series rings and 200 wins. And Novak Djokovic admitting he submitted incorrect travel documents upon entering Australia last week. He said he hadn't traveled in the previous 2 weeks, but was seen in Spain and Serbia. Djokovic says the mistake was simple human error from a member of his team. The Aussie government is still considering revoking Djokovic's visa. DA, back to you.
Thank you, Bogues. When we come back, we ask you, would you accept a pig heart to survive? Plus your epic fail. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey.
Analytics is just a term that's kind of thrown around a lot.
It's time now for the Mothership's Advanced Analytics.
Okay, we read the story today for Stun to a News of a guy who was saved with a heart transplant of a pig. So we asked you guys today, would you accept the heart transplant of a pig if it meant you got to survive? Philosophical deep questions here aboard the Mothership this morning. And the answer is 82% of you said yes. Only 18% said no. Now, according to our analytics department, pigs have a great sense of direction. They can run large distances and reach up to 11 miles per hour in speed. Now, much like Meraz, pigs often love belly rubs. Unlike Meraz, pigs are smarter than dogs. And that's your advanced analytics. You can always tweet at me, DA on CBS. Again, DA on CBS. Ed tweets, you guys missed a golden opportunity to play the Fire Joe Judge clips from yesterday after the Meraz clip of him being happy about the judge hire to show the contrast of the times. Yeah, today we played all of his, how excited he was 2 years ago, but then on Monday, he went out in the streets and yelled to fire Joe Judge. Just goes to show you how quickly that pendulum swings in Meraz's land. And we'll see. Today, he says he's only an 8 in terms of optimism, but the moment that they hire Brian Flores, it's going to be a 10 through the roof, pinned in the red of optimism and Super Bowl expectations.
I'll be happy, but I won't be screaming and putting face masks on.
This team sucks! This team sucks! This team sucks! Four-win team! Four-win team! Four-win team! I've had enough! I've had enough! Mara sucks! Mara sucks! Why'd we keep two fullbacks?
Why don't I get that mic for the show?
That's a great point. The microphone on the camera for you outside in Lower Manhattan is way clearer than the actual microphone sitting in front of your face at a syndicated nationally syndicated radio network.
Yeah, it can't be that hard to get the technology here.
I've had enough! I've had enough! Mara sucks! Mara sucks! Why'd we keep two fullbacks?
I even think that you sound not worse, but the problem sounds worse today. I think so.
Yeah, his microphone?
Yeah.
It's deteriorating.
It is.
Yeah, it's deteriorating. It's eroding in front of our very eyes, the quality of this microphone. And the engineers insist that it sounds exactly the same as the rest of our microphone.
This has gotten so crazy, I'm starting to think it's an inside job that you guys just want me on less.
Let's get to your epic fail of the morning, boys and girls. Pig hearts, right? That's the fail today?
Pig hearts.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
What does it mean if we can live with a pig heart? It means that pigs are pretty close to humans then.
Yeah, and they say you fall in love from the heart. So that means pigs really do love other pigs.
What do you mean by that?
Well, like...
It's a pig man.
When you fall in love with a loved one, you say, like, I love you. That they always say that comes from the heart.
Right.
Like your emotion comes from the heart.
Right.
So in theory, if a pig's heart can exhibit that same feeling and emotion that a human heart can, that means pigs do feel emotion, and thus, like, there could be a pig that loves another pig.
A pig man!
So you're saying the guy
with Valentine's Day, you know?
So the guy with the pig heart could fall in love with an actual animal pig.
No, well, I'm just saying, like, now we know when pigs mate, that it's not just about mating and getting it on. It's about, like, love.
If I may jump in here for a second, I don't mean to crush your Hallmark Valentine's Day thoughts here, Sean, my sweet, sweet friend. But love doesn't come from the heart. Your heart doesn't make you love things. So that's just not a conclusion we're going to draw from this story.
Somebody says they have a good heart.
I know. What's going on? The oink, oink.
They're loving. Like, that has nothing to do with the heart.
No,
we need to stop them.
You're on a roll today. I got a whole list.
No.
DA, I think, thought the same thing. He understood what
I was saying. No, he didn't. And usually I'm the nice one. I think DA was the dumbfounded nice one here. I'm not going
to
be this
time. I'm just
trying
to figure out where you're going with this, that somebody with a pig heart in their chest cavity could fall in love with another pig?
No, stop, forget it. No, you haven't fallen in love with a pig.
If I may translate, yeah. He thinks that your love emotion comes from your heart.
Right.
Yes, well, if you'll excuse me, I have some patience. I really
listen
have
to me,
to
you little quack. There was a half man, half pig in that room over there. Now, where is he?
So, therefore, if a pig heart is compatible with a human body, it has the same human characteristics. Therefore, a pig heart creates love, so pigs can love each other.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
By the way, free battery testing, free battery charging, replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Mariana tweets, I don't know why you guys are making such a big deal about the pig heart thing after the amount of time you've spent covering the toot-jarring harlot. At least this pig heart thing is science. Yes, we cover science here on the show. Let me tell you, this was one of the weirdest shows ever. The first 2 hours were kooky and fun and wild and woolly, and everyone was having a good time laughing a lot based on Mraz Love and Joe Judge clips and all that type of stuff. And then we hit Masterpiece Theater with the dramatic reading, and everything went to hell in a handbasket. And since, Pete will not look at Mraz. He just has his back turned. He refuses to even consider him a peer here, Bogue. So I don't know how we thaw this. I don't know how we get to detente here, but Mraz has really PO'd Pete.
And I don't know how it's physically possible, but it seems like Pete has created more space between the two of them to get farther away from Sean than he normally could be.
Normally, there's only like 2 feet between them, but right now it feels like there's about 4.5 feet between them.
I don't know how he did it.
I got no problems here. I got no problems. We're going to be fine. Show's going to move on. I got no problems. Pete was right. I was wrong.
You got to do something to win this guy back. Engineering has driven him up a wall. Now you've driven him up a wall.
I'm going to give him a little back rub.
Go away.
Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer, Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel and audio director. Thanks to Andrew Bogish on your headlines and Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA. Tomorrow, Steve Tasker is going to join us. We'll talk Bills and Patriots with him. More on the NFL wildcard weekend your way tomorrow morning. I'm DA. The Mothership disconnects.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.